daily, I introduce myself to my world. Daily, I introduce myself to my world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Daily, I introduce myself to my world. Can you imagine such a silly thing? Imagine that, introducing yourself to your world. How do I introduce myself to my world? What do I do that introduces myself to my world? Well, the first thing I do, I wake up in the morning, and I say, "Good morning, world. You're a wonderful world." Well, name it and claim it. I say the world is a wonderful world, and for me, the world is a wonderful world, and the world is a fantastic world. Yes, indeed. And I throw my legs out of the bed, and I stand up, and I stretch, and I say, "Oh, I feel so good. I am embraced by my world, and I embrace my world. I feel so wonderful. I feel so powerful. I feel so good. I feel so grand. This is who I am." I introduce myself to the world, and I say, "Good morning, world. This is Herb speaking." And the world says, "I know that. This is your world, you know. You're the creator of this world, and you're Herb, and you're the one. You're the one who created it." "Okay, okay. Go get huffy." My world thinks that I forgot that I had created it and that I am in charge of it. Yes, that's what it forgot. And it really didn't forget. Because my world is so fantastic. My world is so glorious. My world is so beautiful. My world is my world. And I look about my world here and I see everything glorious. And I see the dark sky. The sun hasn't yet popped out. Because I'm an early riser. I love to get up and get going early. And I look around outside and I see all the things. I brought home a new holder to lower one of my pots down so that I can water them nicely and plant them nicely. And around my hermitage here, I have a number of pots. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pots holding beautiful plants. Flowering, flowers that just glisten and brighten up my morning. And then, the other day we trimmed out the lower branches of the pine trees, and they look so stately and so tall and so beautiful. And I say, "You are glorious." And then, yesterday, I went to town, down to El Cajon with Mr. Rex, with the master of the house. And Rex was all like a beautiful golden retriever, a lovely coat of hair, golden in color, just like my skin, beautiful. And we went down to see the hairdresser, to see the groomer. And the groomer said they would take us at 12:30 because they were all booked up everywhere. And that was the first time they had available. So I took him in there. And we drove down to town, and he was very content, sitting in the seat, looking around, observing, because he's being chauffeured. And I introduced him to my world, and he says, "I like your world." And we got down to the groomer, and we went in, and I said, "I'm a little bit early, supposed to be here at 12:30, I'm a little bit after 12 now." And the groomer said, "That's just fine. You want us to check him in?" I said, "Fine." So they checked him in. And they said, "What kind of a cut do you want?" And I said, "Well, it's getting summertime now. Let's give him a short cut." So, 5 hours later, 5 o'clock, they released Rex to me. And he looked glorious. Oh, so glorious. Even his tail was trimmed. He was trimmed. He looked just like a Dalmatian. He looked just like a Labrador, more than a golden retriever. But that's just fine. Because as we go through the brush here, as we go through the plants, It's true he knocks off all the little things that hang onto his coat, but now he doesn't even have to knock them off. They just go off by themselves. And as we walk along, he is free of all the debris that wants to catch his coat and be traveling somewhere to be planted somewhere. That's the way seeds are planted, you know. They grab a hold of animals' coats and they drop themselves off here or there around, and pretty soon the whole place is seeded and planted. Why don't we plant like that? Well, sometimes we believe it and sometimes we don't. Well, I introduce myself to my world, and I say my world is glorious and beautiful and good. Everything about my world is fantastic. Everything about my world is exactly how I like it to be. And we drove home after we had finished with the hairdresser. And when we got home, everybody was thrilled to see Rex. They said, "Wow, what a beautiful dog." And they wanted to snuggle him because they could feel his undercoat down. And they could feel that soft, cuddly undercoat that's so beautiful. Yes, this is what I do. Daily, I introduce myself to my world. And now, the sun is beginning to come out. And it's shining through the windows of my hermitage, brightening up everything, making everything look beautiful and fantastic, making everything look glorious and bright and shiny. I introduce myself to my world by opening my eyes and saying, "Yes, world, yes, you're wonderful." And when I feel the plants and I feel they have too much moisture, I take some out. When I feel they're too dry, I put some moisture in. But just once a week, I'll water my plants. Once a week, I'll give them plenty to go by the whole week. And they look green and glorious and beautiful. And I have a set of chimes hanging on the west wing of my house and on the south wing of my house. And these beautiful chimes sing out the Westminster hymn as they are floating in the breeze, and they chime away and sing to me. And when I have my windows open, they're so glorious to hear. And when I have them closed on a windy day, I can hear them very well too. I introduce myself to my world by saying, "This is a great world and I'm a great guy." Because if I don't say I'm a great guy, I'm not going to introduce myself to a happy world. If I say I'm a sad sack, if I say I'm a sorry guy, if I say life's not worth living, then I'm not going to find life worth living. And when I introduce myself to my world, I'm going to introduce myself to a world of unhappiness, a world of incompletion, a world that just is not my type of thing at all. And this is what happens many times for many people, including me. When I feel sorry for myself, which heaven forbid, when I feel sorry for myself, which is very rare, if at all, then my world looks very bad to me. I look at my world through the eyes of feeling sorry. And I not only complain about what's going on in my life, I complain about what's going on in everybody else's life. And I begin to pick at other people. I begin to be unhappy with other people. I begin to look at faults in other people rather than the joyous things that they do, the marvelous things that they do. Like yesterday, Anita took the tractor and she had the motor put behind it. And she wanted to try it out. Well, she had the tractor, the mower tilted down instead of level. And so the mower dug into the lawn and ripped up a section of the lawn. And I said, "Anita, you should go out in that other area in the field to try it out." She said, "I didn't think I was trying it. I thought I was doing it perfectly right. And so naturally, I just cut a piece off the front lawn of the Shangri-La." And I said, "Oh, well, you know, Anita, I'm so happy you did that, because now you learned about how the mower should be tilted on the tractor and how to tilt it, and I'll show you those details, and they work just so beautiful. And whenever you take that mower and go over our large 104 acres here and cut down the weeds and make the weeds look like a field of new mown hay and new grass and beautiful in every way, you will so be so happy with yourself, because I'm happy with myself. I'm happy you tried. I'm happy you're experimenting. I'm happy that you're doing. It'll grow back. Where we routed into the lawn, I've done that too. As I was learning how to use the tractor, it's a great big Kubota tractor, and it's a wonderful thing, and we have lots of fun with it. Yes. Daily, I introduce myself to my world, and I remember, Herb, put a smile on your face. Herb, when you're introducing yourself to your world, put your best foot forward. Tell the world how wonderful it is. Begin to see how wonderful it is, and then the world will see how wonderful you are. Just get going, Herb. Just get going. Just get going. Show the world who you are. Show the world how wonderful you are, what a fabulous guy you are. Show the world, Herb. Show the world. And so I show the world. And as I show the world, what happens? Well, then the world shows me how truly wonderful it is, because that's what I expected. That's what I expected. I introduce myself to my world every day. I say, hi, world, this is Herb. I feel good today. I feel wonderful today. What beautiful things are we going to have today? And the world says, step by step. Each experience you have today will be a now event. It will have no introduction to it. You will introduce yourself to the world, but the world itself and its adventures will be unique and special, each one. And as you have these adventures, you'll think to yourself, wow, how lovely. I hadn't even dreamed of it that way. How lovely, how lovely, how lovely. And the more I say how lovely, the more I delight in the adventures that I have. The more I say how lovely, the more I feel fantastic about what's going on in my world. The more I say how lovely, the more outstanding are all the things that I introduce myself to. I introduce myself to Rex. You say, well, you mean you don't know your own dog? No, every day I introduce myself new. I take him in my arms and I hug him and I say, Rex, you are the most wonderful dog in the world. You're fantastic. He looks up and says, tell me something new, Dad. That's great. And this is how it should be. I say, Rex, your coat of fur is just absolutely glorious. And he says, yes, I know. I said, Rex, you had your fingernails done, your toenails done at the groomer, and they looked beautiful. They ground them down, made them all look so nice. Rex, you are just a magnificent dog. He says, yes, I know. He says, and I never get bored having people tell me that. And wherever I go, people look at me and say, oh, isn't he glorious? Isn't he beautiful? He is so wonderful. He is so beautiful. And daily I introduce myself to my world and I say, I am glorious and I am beautiful. Rex teaches me how. He teaches me by what he does and what he is, how I do things. And I am fantastic. I am glorious and good. Daily, I introduce myself to my world. Okay, now, the phone rings. And I pick up the phone and someone says, Herb, I got a problem. And I say, well, good for you. I'm so happy you have a problem. No, I want some help. Well, what do you want help on? You want help on the problem? No, I want help on the solution. Well then, say to me, Herb, I've got a solution, and you can speak your word with me for that solution. So daily I introduce myself to my world, because people sometimes call me and forget to say, Herb, here's a solution. Work with me on it, will you please? And I'll say, super, super, glad to do it. And instantaneously that is done, because both of us are thinking on the solution. And the problem is long gone in left field, long forgotten. Daily I introduce myself to my world, to my solutions, to my life of fulfillment, my life of joy, my life of happiness, my life of wholeness, my life of right action, my life of abundance, my life of friendliness, my life of unconditional love. Oh my. Herb, you say those words all the time. I don't say them enough. I don't say them enough, because when I say them too much, and there will never be a too much, when I say them abundantly, 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 that will be the only experience I have in my mind, in my life, in my affairs, because that's all I talk about. That's all I talk about is wholeness, right action, peace, abundance. Vital, dynamic, alive. Wow, yes. I daily introduce myself to myself being vital, dynamic, alive, whole, perfect, beautiful, wonderful, abundant, happy. Yes, peaceful. Daily, I introduce myself to my world. Do you daily introduce yourself to your world? Do you daily take time to say, this is a wonderful world? Oh, how happy I am. I'm bubbling over with happiness. Well, Herb, I can't be that crazy. I can't be that nuts like you are. I'm bubbling over with happiness. Here you are, a grown man, bubbling over with happiness. What is all that about? Well, the day that I stop bubbling over with happiness, I will be off on another dimension, bubbling over with happiness. You can be sure of that. And I'm on these other dimensions right here and right now, right where I am. I'm living on an infinite number of dimensions right here and right now where I am. And whenever I feel super happy, I let it roll over on all the dimensions that I am. And every dimension that I have has me as a happy guy, has me as a healthy guy, has me as a fantastic guy. You mean you're a guy on these other dimensions? Well, who knows? Who cares? I live each dimension as I live it. And when I am on another dimension, then I live that dimension. And I am loving, happy, joyful, peaceful, unconditionally loving. Wherever I am unconditionally loving. Oh, on another dimension, I may be a dog or cat, I may be a human, I may be a mind, I may be anything. Who knows what I create myself as? I'm free to do whatever I want to do. But I choose now to be here on planet Earth. I choose now to be here. And here's where I am. And I introduce myself daily to this planet, to this world, to this life that I am living. And I say, now is the accepted time for every beautiful and good thing to express itself in my world. Now is the accepted time for me to bubble over with life, bubble over with joy, introducing myself to my world every single moment of every single day. Whenever I hug Rex, my beautiful golden retriever, 102 pounds, fantastic guy. Whenever I hug my golden retriever, what happens to me? Well, what happens to me is I feel great. I feel his vibration. I feel his energy. I feel his charisma. Or is it my vibrations, energy, and charisma that we are just sort of interchanging? Is it my vibrations, my energy, and my charisma that I'm introducing myself, that I'm saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I'm fantastic, I'm joyous? Yes. When you come to someone's house and you knock on the door, they say, yes, who's calling? It's Herb. Oh, Herb, come on in. And they press the button and they let me up to their apartment or whatever they do. They open the door, Herb. And the first thing they do is give me a big hug, and they say, I'm so glad to see you. I'd like to introduce you to my world. Come on in. I have friends here. And right away, they introduce me to their world as I introduce myself to my world every morning. I meet their friends, and I say, hi, how are you? And I don't mean a list of things telling me how wonderful they are, but how are you? Great, super, fantastic, glorious. That's the list. Oh, yes, that is the list. That is the list. I introduce myself to my world, and so I introduce myself to my world each moment as I have new adventures, new experiences, new delights. And living in this attitude, living in this consciousness, I am at all times whole and perfect. I am at all times glorious and good. I do not think one thought contrary to my good, one thought contrary to who I am. Every thought I think is a reflection of the divinity, the magnificence, the goodness in me. You can have that too. You can, you know. if you just stop telling the world your problems and start telling the world your solution, the whole world gets on your bandwagon and says, let's go, strike up the band, let's march along with all the solutions that the world has to offer for you and for me. Because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And that's all that it's all about. And not one other thing makes the slightest bit of difference to you or to me. Not at all. Daily, I introduce myself to my world, and I got a glorious world. Oh, yes, I do. And daily, I introduce my world to myself. And all of my friends, they say, yes, Herb, you're whole and perfect, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're good. And I say, yes, you are so right. You are so right. And all of you, my beloveds, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.